I wrote in the email today that Bez Hashem tonight, for me, it already was, that we're going to finish up the 49th night, the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. And at the same time, we'll also finish up the fifth week of Zumerzman. Well, Maisa, I'm still waiting for my jersey, for my hoodie. I want a hoodie with the Zumerzman logo, and I want a hoodie with the Mode logo, because I think that I had a part in both of those. So I'm waiting for Bez Hashem, you know, we get back one day soon. So I want my complimentary hoodie of both of those logos. But it's been an interesting go-around, at least so far. And it's been a tekufa that I think, conjures up a lot of images. The first image is the image of social distancing. Then Tsaras, the Metzorah, hopefully some good things. Last week we talked about the image of going back to shul, but going back to shul like a kalat snua hamechusa b'tzifes paneha. Going back to shul excitedly, but sheepishly, with a little bit of a sense of embarrassment. And this week I've actually had another image playing in my mind the whole week. I think you'll relate to it, and it also relates to what we learned in the Gemara this week, at least in an indirect way. And that image is the image of coming out of the cave. Yesterday's Gemara, which at least in my mind, you know, it's a nuclear explosion, that Gemara, full of Yesaitis and full of, like one person said, full of humanity, which is a good thing. The whole Shiloh was brought up by none other than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, yes, is Tefillah Sarvis a Rishus, is Tefillah Sarvis a Chayva. And another famous memra of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that's coming later in Brachas. I don't know anybody's doing Ketzad Mevarchim. But in the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchim, you have the famous sugya that every yeshiva bacher and avreich knows and loves. And there you have the machlekes between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, V'yasafta d'ganecha, you got to take in your grain, you got to go to work. Hanik behem minik derech eretz. You have to work. Dibre Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no way. Efshir adam cheresh b'shas cherisha. You're going to go plow when you have to plow. V'zareh b'shas zriya. You plant when you got to plant. V'kaitzer b'shas k'tzira. You harvest when you've got to harvest. V'dosh b'shas disha, v'zera b'shas aruach. Terah matehe aleha. What's going to be with the Torah? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai basically says, forget the whole thing. Go into Kol, and if you're of the right stuff, it's going to take care of itself. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now that life philosophy of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai goes along very well with another Gemara about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's where we get into coming out of the cave. The famous Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, talks about the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, together with his son, Rav Elezer, hid in the cave for 12 years. The Romans wanted to kill him, and they were in the cave. Esvu Treser Shani B'Marata. They lived for 12 years in a cave. And the whole story about how they ate and how they davened and how they laid down and they were covered with sand and how they learned. Okay, it was time to come out. Asa Eliyahu, Eliyahu Anavi came, become a pischa de marata. He stood there at the opening of the cave. Amar, man leide labar yachai, de meis kesar ubatuk zeirase. Who's going to tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the coronavirus went away? It's okay to come out of the cave. Nafku, they came out. They heard Eliyahu Anavi, or somebody else, I don't know. V'chazu inshi deka karvi v'zari. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai sees Loyalenu, somebody who is, planting and plowing his field. Amar menichin chai elam v'iskin b'chai isha. What are these guys doing? They're sitting there going to work. They're working their land. Why aren't they learning? Kol makam shenais nemeinayim. Wherever they look, miad nisraf. It burnt to a crisp. Yatsa baskol. The baskol said, this is what I brought you out for. You're going to destroy the world. Get back in the cave. Get back where you belong. Stay out of the world. They stayed for another 12 months. Amri mishpat rishayim beGehenim 12 chodesh. You know, how long do they have to be in the cave? Even the rishayim in Gehenim, it's only 12 months. Yatzis abaskol comes out. Va'amra tzu mimaraschem. Come out of the cave. Nafku, they came out. Kol hecha dehavimachi, Rebbe Lezer, wherever Rebbe Lezer would hit, wherever he would touch, he had the golden touch, havimasi, it would be cured. A very interesting story. They were away in the cave for 12 years, tremendously ruchnias dikke existence, away from the whole world. They come out and they just don't get it. They don't understand how anybody can live a normal life. Why are they not sitting and learning? Why are they not davening? Well, look at all the things that are wrong with the world and it burns up the world. Get back in the cave. Another 12 months to ponder about it, come back out. Anything that Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon touched was miraculously cured. It turned light, it turned yellow, it turned good. And it's something that I think that everybody can relate to. When you're away for an extended vacation, especially a forced extended vacation, and then you come back out, or you're about to come back out of the cave, there are definitely things that you've thought about in absentia, and you realize it just shouldn't be that way. This is wrong, and that's wrong, and this one doesn't do the right thing, and that one doesn't do the right thing, and there's so many different problems in the world, and guess what? When you come out of the cave, it's going to be the same way again. Don't expect anything to change. But you can't burn up the world. You have to take another course to reflect, hopefully not 12 months, and then come back with a new attitude, and Be'ezras Hashem, everything could be cured. That's the image that keeps on going through my mind, you know, because things are starting to shine, things are starting to shape up. We're being let out of the cave, and this week the letter went out, you know, inviting guys back to yeshiva. People will take advantage of the opportunity, they won't take advantage of the opportunity, whatever it is. But it's a new stage in the game. And with that in the background, so I wanted to talk about a very beautiful and powerful Reb Dessler that talks about Chag HaShavuos. We won't talk about Nasai because Nasai for most of us, most of you, is going to be next week. So I'll leave Nasai for next week, Balaischa Nasai for next week. But Chag HaShavuos, Reb Dessler talks about Chag HaShavuos. The very interesting pasuk, building to Chag HaShavuos, and talking about the Sfira. It says, "Usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos." You're supposed to count for yourself from the day after Shabbos, which really means Pesach. Miyoyim aviachem es ha'omer, and we count towards Shavuos, that's Sfiras ha'omer. Says Rav Dessler, and he's quoting the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is medama usfartem lachem, the Sfira that we have to do towards Matan Torah, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, to the Safrola, the counting of a Zava. A woman who's a Zava in an abnormal way, she becomes Tameh, and in order to become Tahara again, she has to go through what we call Shiva Nekiyim, where she exudes no Tumah for 7 days straight. And she has to make sure that no Tumah comes out from the system. She has to make sure, she has to check herself outside and inside and every which way to make sure that she is bereft of any tumah. And the Zohar HaKadosh, says Rav Dessler, is telling us that as we build to Matan Torah, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after we come out from the constraints of Mitzrayim, after we come out of our own personal tumah, whatever that happens to be, whether it be a bad relationship, whether it be some bad character traits, whether it be some bad experiences, everybody has something that they're trying to build out of, and that's what Mitzrayim represents. We want to be free from that. If you want to be totally free, coming towards Matan Torah, then usfartem lachem. Then you have to count constantly and do bedikas and check yourself that you're totally clean from within and from without in every which way. Because we all know that if we let up a little bit and we're not so careful, we tend to go back to our old habits. And that's what Usfartim Lachem says, count, count. 7 times 7, Shiva Nakiyim. Make sure you don't slip back to your old habits. That's what the sphere is all about towards Matan Torah. But then he makes one more point, and this is really what nails the whole thing. He asks a kasha, a very strong kasha, you think about it. Usfartim Lachem Yimacharas HaShabbos. You count from the day after Shabbos. What's Shabbos over here? The Tzdukim thought it was Shabbos. But we know it's not true. Mimachras Shabbos means the first Yontif of Pesach. Calls it Shabbos. Miyom Aviachem Esoimer Tnufa, etc. and so forth. Until when? Ad Mimachras Shabbos Hashvias. What do you mean? Mimachras Shabbos Hashvias. Again, Shabbos? No. It's not the day after Shabbos. Ad mimachras haShabbos haShviyas means until the day after the seventh week is complete. So ask Reb Dessler, what's with the Shabbos, Shabbos? Why are we talking about Shabbos? It's not Shabbos. The first time it should say mimachras yantiv, mimachras achag, and the second time it should say ad mimachras haShavua, until the end of the Shavua. So why Shabbos? What's reflected in the word Shabbos? Reb Dessler says that the word Shabbos basically tells us the whole thing. Shabbos is a pause. Shabbos is a pause to reflect. And that's exactly what the sphere is supposed to be for us. And that's exactly what we're supposed to learn as we come out of the cave. Now, from the very beginning, from the first shmooze, everybody has been saying, you should know that the world is never going to be the same again. COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever your country calls it, it's never going to be the same. The economy is destroyed. It is. The yeshivas are closed. No baseball, no basketball. It can't be worse than that. No theater, movies, opera, whatever. It's never going to be the same again. Maybe I'm being too cavalier, but I'll be the first kifer. It is going to be the same again. I remember after 9/11 also, every shmooze, it's never going to be the same again. The world changed entirely. Maybe if you work for the CIA or the KGB or whatever it is, and that's true, most probably it changed entirely. But for the average guy on the street, like me, the internet changed the world entirely. Maybe, whatever, I don't know, entirely, it changed it dramatically. 9/11, 20 years ago, okay, when Osama bin Laden got knocked off, we all had a good time. We have to take off our shoes in the airport now. But I'm coming home, whatever, and this is going to pass also. The economy, Bez Hashem, I'll be a Navi, the economy one day, will rebound, and, make sure you buy your stocks while they're low, you'll make a lot of money, and, it will come back. But I'll tell you one thing. If one thing doesn't change, so then that's a very, very big tragedy, because then that's what the whole thing was really all about. And that is that if we don't change, if we don't take anything out of this experience, if we don't realize that we had such a long pause to reflect, that we didn't think about things, then that's a tragedy. Will we change? That's up to us. But we should change. And that's exactly what we talk about when we call it a Shabbos. And that's exactly what we talk about when we say V'safrala. And that's what we mean when we say coming out of the cave. Rav Dessler says that V'safrala means that we have to have a 7-week period of total tara from that which we're trying to break away from. A bad habit, a bad relationship, a bad circumstance, whatever it is. But if you want it to go away, it's got to be total tahara. How do you do that? So the key to that is in the word Shabbos. Why is it called Yontif Shabbos? Why is it called the week Shabbos? He says, because Shabbos means stop. Stop doing whatever you were doing before. Take an extended vacation. Take a break. The entire world appreciates the need for Shabbos. Every religion in the world, and even the agnostics and atheists, they all have a Sabbath. They'll call it a Sunday, they'll call it a day off. But everyone realizes you got to have a day off. And it's not just about soccer games, it's because of the fact that you have to pause and reflect. Remember hearing from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. Menucha is not the absence of activity. Menucha is a positive quality. That's what happens for us on Shabbos. It's a new vision. It's a new perspective. Shemitah, Shmasa Shemitah, sabbatical year. So in a university, gives the professor a sabbatical. You do creative work, you know, you get a sabbatical. They picked up on that. That's what Klal Yisrael was supposed to have, a sabbatical. Yomim Tovim called Shabbosayim. Everybody has Chagim. We need that pause to reflect. And that's why it's called a Shabbos. Because as we build up to Matan Torah, we need a pause to reflect. We need to be metire ourselves from everything that we experienced before that we want to get rid of, and then we move on to the next thing. And then the kicker is the last thing. What happens after the Sfira? Says the Pasuk, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim V'ikravtem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. You bring a new carbon mincha. Says Rav Dessler that there is only one thing in the world that can really be chodesh. Ein chodesh tachas Hashemesh. Kehelas says there's nothing new under the sun, so what could be new? Answer is, physical things can never be new. After a while, you eat ice cream, the same ice cream, it gets boring. Why? Because there's nothing new to the experience anymore. So there's a limited amount of times that you can, you know, really enjoy it. Gets boring after a while. And anything is like that. But a spiritual experience, a mitzvah, a Kabbalah Satira, every time you go through it, so there's a new intersection in reality between your new personality of today, this moment in time, and all of the new machshavas that you have while you're doing the mitzvah. That's chadasha, that's totally new. Anything that's spiritual could be totally new. Anything that's physical, it's the same old, same old. It's just a matter of time until you had enough, and then you have a stomach ache and you get bored of it. And that's why this is the perfect build-up to Kabbalah Satira. Because Kabbalah Satira is not a one-time event. Kabbalah Satira is a new event every single year. Every year we have our experience of going out of Mitzrayim. It's not just about telling stories with all the Midrashim. It's about a personal redemption, something that we're trying to grow out of. And if we really want to grow out of it, so then we have to retire ourselves from it for 7 weeks straight. Shiva Nekiyim 7 times 7. If we do that, so then we're zeche to have accomplished a real Shabbos. A real break in the action. A new perspective. And then we can come out and we can bring a Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. We can be Mekabel Torah with a new perspective, a fresh perspective. As we're beginning to come out of the cave, So we have to think back to what it was like before and what needs improvement and what we can improve ourselves. And not to be frustrated when we see it again, but just to realize, you know, whatever, that's what the break was about. To think about it and come back anew, come back refreshed. Whether everybody comes back to yeshiva next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever it is, I'm not here to put pressure on anybody. Everybody's got to make their decision and be misyayats with whoever they want to be misyayats with, and parents, and you should all be gebenched. I'll be here until 1 o'clock in the morning one way or the other anyway, you know. But one thing is for sure is that as we come out of our houses, we come out of our caves, so we don't want to burn up anybody else alive. We want to learn from the experience, and we want to come back stronger and better than ever. Torah hanilmad ba'af, the whole experience of trying to do this under any circumstance, is definitely a nisayon that each and every one of us has grown from, and Bez Hashem will continue to grow together. We'll wait until further details as to what's going to happen, but until then, so everybody should have a fantastic Yontif and a good Shabbos or Shabbos Yontif, depending what part of the world you happen to be in. And Be'ezras Hashem, we will see you the rest of Seder today and then again next week.